Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Okay, Kelly, how much do you need?
Oh, I don't know. How much does it take to start a new life?
More than your father has in his wallet. Let's see. Here's $5. But?
Well, going by the old double for virgins rule, I get 10.
Mom, if you let him get away with that, when he's 65, he'll be expecting 2 gold watches.
Well, let's not bleed Daddy dry. Here's $5 for you. And 20 for me.
Hey, Peg! Have you seen my wallet?
Gee, I don't know. What does it look like?
Old, wrinkled, and empty, like my life.
Well, don't worry, honey. I'm sure it's down here in your jacket pocket. Bud, go put this in Daddy's jacket pocket, okay?
Hey, Peg, you're showing the kids what you do all day long.
Morning, Al.
Yeah. Ah, here it is. Geez, where does it all go?
Gee, why are you asking me? You know, Al, you just don't know how to manage your money. I wish you'd give me your paycheck and let me manage the money.
Yeah, right. So you can rob me blind, not Peg. At least this way I know exactly what I've got here. I've got nothing here, Peg.
Well, don't worry, Al. I didn't marry you for your money. I'm not really sure why I did, but I know it wasn't money.
Well, it must have been that old family tradition, find a man, kill his dreams, and move on.
Morning, Al. Ah, isn't it great to be alive?
Let me just stand aside and give you a better view of the little woman. Hey, Peg, listen, I know you were planning to fix me some nice nothing for supper, but you better freeze it, because Steve and I are going to the track tonight.
That really hurts, Al. You know, I purposely didn't ask you for any money today, and now you're going to go blow it at the track. That's where all your money goes, you know.
No, I don't think so, Peg. See, I've never woken up in the middle of the night to find a quarter horse going through my wallet.
Gee, Al, if you don't have enough money for the track, oh, heck, we're buddies. I guess I can find someone else to go with me.
Thanks, Steve, but I got enough for a couple of bets. And hell, there's always that fountain at the mall people throw pennies in. I can go dredging on my lunch hour.
Great, let's go. I'll drive you to work and pick you up. We'll leave from there.
Oh, Steve, if you're going to the track, be sure to bet whatever Al bets. Because as you can see, he's a winner.
Take it easy, Al. It happens.
Doesn't happen to me. It's never happened to me. What am I going to do? How am I going to tell Peg?
Look, you just have to be brave. Just come right out and tell her. Peg, I won $1,250.
Steve, it's the first time in my life I won a trifecta. I've got $1,200 in my pocket. Do you know what would happen if I told Peg? Steve, meet Peg. Peg, I've got money.
Well, I know what I'm going to do with the $50 I won. Share it with Marcy.
Wow, Hondo, you are much man.
Hey, I'm not ashamed to say that it gives me great pleasure to share with my wife. What I am ashamed to say is, that's a total lie. But she scares me to death, Al.
Well, I want to enjoy my money, Steve, so I'm going to hide my money until I can decide what I'm going to do with it, and you're going to do the same thing.
Oh, why would I do that?
Because you have to. If Marcy finds out that you won money, she's going to know I won money, and then Peg here will know.
Al, what you're asking me to do goes against everything I believe in. You're asking me to lie to my wife, to deceive her, and I'm afraid I just can't do that. For less than $50.
You're a real weenie, Steve.
Yes, but a weenie with $50.
Yeah, I've got to hide this somewhere Peg would never look. Yeah, there's enough down there already. Dirty laundry. Should never look here.
Left. What a loser.
What are you doing, Peg?
Nothing. I was just a little chilly. Mind if I wear your shirt?
Yes.
But Al, I'm cold.
Well, just put on your robe.
Well, I can't sleep in my robe. And if I turn on the heat, then your feet start to fester and the dog starts barking, the kids wake up. It's just not worth it. I'm going to wear your shirt.
Well, I don't like it when you wear my shirt. Isn't there any other way you can keep warm? Oh, no.
It's either you or the shirt.
Darling!
Gee, 3 days in a row. I must be looking pretty good lately.
Yeah, you're the best, baby.
Oh, Al, you know you love it. Come on, admit it. You and your excuses. Like that first night, I was cold and you wouldn't let me use your shirt. The next night, you wouldn't let me near the spare blanket. And the third night, I was halfway to the hot water bottle when you tackled me and pinned me to the floor. What do I have to go for tonight, Tiger? Your hat? By the way, Al, this morning I was going through your wallet looking for, by accident. And I just happened to notice that you haven't cashed your paycheck. Why?
Well, I just haven't had time. I see you around.
Bye, sweetie. Kids, family meeting.
What's up, Mom?
Kids, I suspect your father has money. And his paycheck was dated 3 days ago, and he hasn't cashed it yet.
So Daddy has money. You know, it all makes sense now. Did you notice that last night he wasn't studying roadmaps and fondling his car keys like usual?
Yeah, and I watched him shave this morning. No, I didn't pause at all near the jugular.
No kidding. Well, he's obviously got more than I thought. Okay, kids, we are going to tear this place apart. Kelly, you take upstairs. Bud, you go down into the basement, and I'll look around down here.
Oh, Mom, I got stuck with the basement when his tax refund came in.
Now, don't whine. There is a 10% finder's fee, and then we split. 20, 20, 60. Now, let's go.
What's wrong with Al? I was out in the street picking up my newspaper when he pulled out. He didn't aim his car at me and gun it.
Oh, boy! He must have a fortune. Come on, help me search. Al's got money.
So what?
So it's mine, and he's not giving it to me.
Well, that's kind of cruel, not sharing with your wife.
Oh, who's talking about sharing? I want it all. Not because I'm greedy, you understand. Ooh, 2 bits. You see, it's good for our marriage. If Al has money, then he doesn't come home.
Will he take a check? Because I know the rest of the block will kick in.
Yes, I know it sounds good on the surface. But the problem is, he doesn't just go away. He goes away and has fun. You see, Marcy, my mother taught me 2 things. Never feed a man when you can feed yourself twice. And if you're going to rot on a couch in hell, the least your husband can do is to burn right beside you.
Well, love touches us all in different ways, I suppose. But early on, Steve and I decided to share everything and keep no secrets from each other.
Well, I would keep a good eye on him, Marce, because God only knows what ideas Al put in his head when they went to the track.
Steve went to the track? You know, I thought it was kind of odd that Al went with him to the library.
Steve has money, too.
No, I won't believe it. He would never keep something like that from me. And I'm so sure of it that I'm going to tear my home apart piece by piece. You'll see. I won't find so much as a dollar. And if I do, I'll take his pride and joy and superglue it to a Ferris wheel.
So did you find anything?
I'm a little tired. I'm going to go upstairs and study.
Hi there, shoe man. I was in last week, and I can't stop thinking about you. Remember me?
Nightly. I mean, vaguely. Can I help you?
I don't know how else to say it. I want you.
Well, that's so nice. But I'm married.
Perfect. That means you're already broken in.
Al?
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy?
Look, Al, I have to talk to you. I'm really feeling guilty about hiding that money from Marcy. So could you do me a favor and spend yours so I can share mine? Can't stand the way she looks at me with such trust.
Sure. A lot of guys mistake trust for that just keep the checks coming in or you're out of here look. They're very similar, you know.
Al, what's the big deal? Just buy something.
Oh, and it's not as easy as that, Steve. When you were a kid, didn't you ever find money in the street and you were so excited you couldn't figure out what to do with it?
No, Al, I gave it to Bunny Zachmeyer so I could look up her dress.
I'm talking about when you're a kid, Steve. Look, could you just give me a couple of more days? In the name of friendship, huh, buddy?
Okay. In the name of friendship, which at today's rates is another $50.
You're a weenie, Steve.
Yes, but a weenie with $100. Oh, by the way, Al, you want a ride home?
No, I got my car.
Yeah, I saw it in the lot. But it might be tough to drive with all that broken glass on your seat. Don't worry, it wasn't vandalism. They stole your radio.
Great!
Well, that's actually what I was thinking, but it's not something you say to a friend.
No, Steve. Now I know what to buy. A new car stereo. It's perfect. See, now I can buy something for one of my favorite places in the world, my car. Because when I'm in my car, I don't have any way for kids. I'm alone. I'm whole. I'm with the one I love. And Peggy never drives my car, so she'll never know. I get to spend all my money on me. Oh, man. I'll have it installed tomorrow. Come on, let's go buy it now.
But it's half hour to closing.
Ah, the place is a graveyard. No one comes in here. Just give me a couple of minutes. I'll turn off the lights in the storeroom.
Ooh. Sorry, miss, but the place is closed.
Gee, that's funny. Most stores don't close until I'm in the dressing room.
Hey, you go, buddy.
You bet.
I told you nobody comes in this late. Watching Ted Koppel. Go to sleep.
I'm cold.
Wear my shirt. Go to sleep.
Mom, Dad, will you two be quiet? You woke me up.
I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. To all the girls I love. Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling down the river, rolling down the
river. Al?
Al? Did I just hear Ted Koppel singing Proud Mary?
Yeah, it's sweeps month. So, what do you want, Peg?
Oh, I thought I'd come down so we could cuddle. We haven't done that for a long time.
Oh, Peg, just once. Couldn't we do something I like?
I don't want to dig in my ear and grin like an idiot. I want to cuddle.
No.
Well, fine, but I'm staying down here anyway.
Where are you going?
To the closet. I'm cold. I just wanted to throw something over me.
No, don't go in there.
Well, why?
You've got me. Wait a minute. Let's go upstairs and cuddle.
Oh, it's like before we were married.
Let's get it over with.
Just like before we were married. Oh, by the way, Al, I had to take my car into the mechanic. He's going to need it for a couple of weeks. So I'll have to use your car.
So you want to sell your car stereo after just one day?
I don't want to sell it. I have to. Peg's going to be driving my car for 2 weeks. That means 2 weeks of hiding my stereo. Do you know what I have to do to hide my stereo, Steve? Vile, unspeakable acts no man should have to do. Yes, that.
Now, do you have the cash or don't you?
Here you go.
There's only $1,000 here.
Well, I think that's generous. After all, the equipment is used. And it seems to be a buyer's market.
You're a real weenie, Steve.
Yes, but a weenie with a stereo and $150 stashed away that Marcy knows nothing about. So, what are you going to do with the money, Al?
What I always knew I would.
Al, I heard a strange sound. What was it?
Family, I have an announcement. I have money.
I'm getting a new skateboard and a leather jacket.
Well, I'm going to get a CD player and a suede skirt and some new boots.
Oh, and I'm going to spend till I drop.
Wait a second. Think we should get Dad something?
Well, gee, I'd love to, but I don't think we have enough money.
Well, what can I say? You, my friend, are a loser, whereas I am your consummate winner.
Steve, get out here and explain this $150 I found hidden.
let me handle this, buddy. Marcy, now let me explain. Now, Steve wasn't hiding anything from you. He was doing me a favor. He was hiding my $150. Because he would never hide anything from you. Right, Steve?
Right.